This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu Sallam Baraka Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. How many of you have memorized Sayyidul Istighfar? Do you guys even know what Sayyidul Istighfar is? Sayyidul Istighfar. I mean, the literal translation is the master of istighfar. It means in that statement, that is the top of all istighfar, which means the best supplication to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you want to learn that, Jama'ah? If that is the best way of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, wouldn't you want to learn that? So let's learn this and know what does it mean exactly. Hadith number 1875. عن شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال سيد الاستغفار أن يقول العبد. So the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the best supplication for seeking forgiveness, سيد الاستغفار, he says, is to say, and he said this dua, اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. How much time did that take you to pronounce this dua, Jama'ah? 30 seconds? 30 seconds? How powerful this dua is. The power of this dua is that the Prophet ﷺ said about it, قال من قالها من النهار. Whoever supplicates this dua during the day, موقناً بها, with absolute certainty, believing in these words, in his heart, فمات من يومه قبل أن يمسي. This person dies during the day, before the end of the day, like before the evening. قال فهو من أهل الجنة. This person from a people of Jannah. ومن قالها من الليل, whoever says that in the evening, وهو موقن بها, certain in his heart about the meaning of these words, and this person dies during the night before the morning comes in, فهو من أهل الجنة, this person from the people of Jannah. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah, رب العالمين. What is the meaning of this dua and why is it so important? So this dua, the Prophet ﷺ says, it begins by saying, اللهم أنت ربي. So Allahumma is dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning Ya Allah, that's what it means. And when you say Ya Allah, what does it mean, Jama'ah? You're pleading to Allah Azza wa Jal right now. Like there's a call, you're calling upon Him, Ya Allah. But in the Arabic language, when you make that dua, we swap the nida with the meme at the end, Allahumma. Because now what's the most important thing right now? Is it you or Him? Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say, Allahumma. Allahumma anta rabbi. You are my Lord. Now, did you have to even say anta, like you? You don't have to. But adding it to the statement makes right now an emphasis. Also, separate that pronoun. Now separate him subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it exclusive that you and only you, my Lord. Because if you say Rabbi, Allahumma Rabbi, I mean, might be confused with somebody else. But when you say Allahumma Anta Rabbi, my Lord, Ya Allah, you are and only you is my Lord. And the word Rabbi, you're now invoking the best and most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is relevant to this occasion of making dua. I mean, when you make dua, what are you making dua for, Jama'ah? To pass the exam, right? You make dua for whatever that is that you need. And who is better than to provide for you than the one who is the Lord, the Master, the Provider? That's what we use, Rabbi. Allahumma anta Rabbi. And then we say, La ilaha illa ant. La ilaha illa ant is one of the most beautiful dua for seeking istighfar. Because now you're saying, there is no God, there's no deity worthy of worship but you. Illa ant. That dua, la ilaha illa ant, sounds like one of the most powerful duas for seeking forgiveness. Do you know what dua I'm talking to? I'm talking about? La ilaha illa ant. Sounds like whose dua is that? Huh? Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa ant. There's no deity worthy of worship but you, subhanak. I praise you. I purify from any imperfections. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I admit my mistakes, my errors, ya Rabbi. When did he say that? When he was in the belly of the whale, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him because of that dua. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is including part of the dua of Yunus for us in this dua al-istighfar. La ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. You created me. Like, you know, admitting what? One of the most powerful things, the connection between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Khalaqtani, you created me, and I am your servant. I'm your slave. I admit it. No place for arrogance over here, Jama'ah. Wallahi, there is no place for pride. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing works but humbleness and humility. And you know what? You're doing it with pride because you're so proud of bringing yourself down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator. That's an honor. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honoring him with a special journey, fil Isra wal Mi'raj, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Praise be to He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ladhi asra bi'abdihi, who took his abd, his servant, to that journey. So abd, being abdullah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's an honor. Qal, khalaqtani, you created me. I admit that. What does that mean when you say, you created me? Then I'm nothing without you. You do whatever you want with me. I'm your creation. I'm under your command, my Lord. خَلَقْتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ And I am your slave. Order me. Whatever you want from me. وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَسْتَطَعْتَ And my Lord, I will keep my ahd, my covenant with you, and my promises to you as much as I can. What does that mean? Because I'm your servant, I'm under your command. Whatever you command me, I promise to fulfill. You have my word to do it. But then you say, mastata'at. Why do you say mastata'at as much as I can? Why is that? Because we know we're imperfect. We are imperfect. No matter how many times we promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we break them here and there. No matter how many covenants you try to maintain, but then there's a moment of weakness, a breach of trust here and there, subhanallah. And you say, Ya Rabbi, mastata'at as much as I can. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. From the evil that I have done. Subhanallah. Jama'ah, who is the creator of good and evil? Who is he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But part of the adab, the etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we never attribute evil to him. Because Allah azza wa jal does not create absolute evil. As a matter of fact, absolute evil is inexistent. Because even what we consider to be evil, there's a wisdom behind it. Even the fitan, the trials that we go through in our lives, there's hikmah and wisdom behind it. No matter what you go through, as an individual, as a family, as a community, there's always a wisdom, hikmah behind it. So we attribute the evil to who? To ourselves, our doing. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. I seek refuge in you and with you from the evil that I have committed and have done. أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيْهِ And knowing that I am wronging myself, knowing that I'm committing all these mistakes and errors and faults, I still admit to you the blessing that you bestow upon me. And Ya Allah, I know that you're still sending all these blessings and these ni'am. Like, I'm not deserving of these blessings. I know what I'm doing. I don't deserve them. But I still admit, Ya Rabbi, that you're the most generous. You know what I'm doing, and you still bless me with khayr. So it said, قال, أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي And I still admit my faults to you. فَغْفِرْ لِي Forgive me. Which means I know no one will forgive but you. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ I ask you to forgive me. Because I know no one forgive these faults and these errors and these sins but you. What a powerful dua, Jama'ah. What an unbelievable way of starting your day and starting your evening. That's why the Prophet ﷺ says, you say it during the day and you die before the evening, you're in Jannah. As long as you say that with absolute conviction in the heart. You say it during the evening and you die before the morning, you're in Jannah. As long as you believe truly in the heart, in these words. You believe in that, you get into Al-Jannah. This is the power of these words. And again, if you try to repeat them to yourself over and over again, she's like, wow, this is so amazing, subhanAllah. It truly, indeed, that's what I need. Obviously, can I say this dua besides morning and evening? Can I say it after salah? Can I say it, you know, during the night? You can say it anytime you want. But when is it the best to say these duas or this istighfar? Because the Prophet ﷺ taught us multiple different ways of saying istighfar, right? Remember when the Prophet ﷺ was among the gathering of the Sahaba? And they say we were able to count 100 times. He was saying what? رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُوبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ تَتَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Another dua, the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever says this dua, he will get into Al-Jannah. Allah has forgiven his sins, even if they were committed major sins. And that dua is لا إله إلا أنت. It's the dua. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Right? Saying this dua is also virtuous. So which one is which? The ulama, they say, if there's a specific istighfar that has a specific time for it, that's better than the other ones. So after salah, which is the most virtuous words of istighfar you say? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That's the most virtuous thing. Because that's what the Prophet used to say. Now, which is better in the morning and the evening, the beginning of the morning and the evening, to say astaghfirullah, 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 or sayyidul istighfar? Sayyidul istighfar. So it depends. But then you can say it whenever you want to keep reminding yourself. So that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. We ask Allah azza wa jal to make us among those who master the Sayyidul Istighfar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who humble themselves to Him and only to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are true servant of Allah azza wa jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us fulfill our promises, our covenant to Him and with Him, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our shortcomings, our mistakes, our errors, our sins. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah azzal makes the command for us to go back to Him that we go on this yaqeen, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Al-Jannah during the day and during the night. Alhamdulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Any question, Jama'ah? So when does the evening begin? Usually, actually, after Asr, the evening starts from after Asr, all the way before Adhan Maghrib. When the Maghrib comes in, then the night starts. So if you can do it from the time between Asr and Maghrib, that would be the best. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.